If a chaver opens his barrel during the chag, or a person starts with his dough on the regel, so during the regel, on Yontif and on Chol Moed and the whole chag, while this person is interacting with Amoratzim and he's selling them wine and the like and bread, we're not really concerned because everybody's more careful and believed during the regel. However, what happens with the leftovers? So really, one would think that if he guarded it till right after Yontif, there shouldn't be any issues. But the truth is that they're only believed, and we only assume they didn't touch it during that time. But once that time passes, we then retroactively assume that they touched it. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmar, Rabbi Yehuda still says, you can still finish up. You can finish off the leftovers. So what's the reason? Isn't it after the regel? And we almost say like retroactively, now that it passed, they probably touched it. The answer is that this is a concept, like we had in Be'ah, that his chirus sofon mishum tchilasim, that we allow them to finish it off, because if we didn't let the vendors finish up their wine and their breads, they would never open up in the first place, and it would prevent people from having these items during the chag. However, the chum say, we do not let them finish it up, they have to get rid of it. What this means is that when the regel passes, they were mavirin es hakelim. Mavirin is they moved the kelim, they moved them from their place, from the azara, to be mitar the kelim, and by being mitar the kelim, sounds like that also cleanses the azara. Even though the azara is obviously, it's part of the ground, but we mean is by taking out the kelim that could technically be tameh and bringing them back tar, that's mitar the azara. So they're mavirin al taras azara. Ava regel b'yom shishi. However, what happens if Yontif ends right before Friday, meaning Yontif is on a Thursday, it ends Thursday night? Lo hayim mavir mipnei kvod haShabbos. In this case, they would not be mitar the regel after Yontif, which would have been Friday, Erev Shabbos, because of Kvod Shabbos, because the Kohanim are going to be very busy preparing for Shabbos. Rather, they would wait till after Shabbos to cleanse the Kelim from the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Aflo B'yom Chamish. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if Yontif, let's say, was on a Wednesday, they still would not be Mitar, the Kelim, the day after Yontif, meaning on Thursday, because even on this day, they would need to spend the whole Thursday taking out all the ashes from the Deshen, from the Mizbech, from all the karbanos that were brought during the chag. So they had to spend a lot of time Thursday, and then Friday, they had to prepare for Shabbos. So even in such a situation, Hibida holds that it would be pushed off till after Shabbos. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.